Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results.
Ali Lemons.
Hi.
What's up?
Not a lot. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for coming on the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast today. We've just been discussing how you've had a lack of weights training lately.
In my defense, I never did weight training before you.
Okay, so the only time you do weights is when you come and see me.
Yes.
Right, so I go on a holiday, that means you go on a holiday.
I still ran and did my own workouts, but not weight lifting.
Good, workouts. Good.
Yes.
All right, well, we have to come back in soon.
Yes.
Well, yeah, like I said, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So guys, everyone who is listening, what we're going to keep today pretty broad, to be perfectly honest. We're going to just chat about...
Because Dan's really unorganized.
I'm not unorganized. I've been waiting for you. You are 16 minutes late. And that's all right.
I'm 1 minute late.
I've moved on from that. Time. I've moved on from that. But yeah. We're going to be talking today about training, nutrition and mindset during pregnancy and then post-birth as well. And... I don't really know what to call it. Post-birth, is that what you meant to say?
Postpartum.
That would do, same stuff.
Yeah,
slightly same. Different, but...
Post-birth,
And then also just now, obviously with Rocky just managing your time and anything else that comes up.
Yes,
so, great. Take us back. So to inform those that are listening, do you want to tell us a quick bit about yourself and also about your daughter as well?
Okay, well, my name is Ellie. I am 26, 27 next Tuesday, actually.
26 or 27?
I'm 27 next Tuesday. I'm nearly 30.
Not really. You're nearly 27 and then there's three more years than you're 30.
I know. It's getting on. I used to model and I was a personal trainer and a nutrition consultant. I did a Bachelor of Health Science in Psych and Nutrition. And then I had a surprise arrival of my daughter, whose name is Rocky, and she is nearly three. And since having her, I am now studying my Master's of Teaching, which is a bit different to what I was doing.
Yeah. Right. So what were you doing? So a lot of the questions I get from people wanting to know about this type of stuff for the podcast is... Mm-hmm. You know, things like how much training needs to change, what you can and can't be doing for your training up until you give birth. So what were you doing for training, like, before you found out that you were pregnant?
So I was probably at my peak fitness.
Before that?
Yes, I would say. Right before, I was running with Laura a lot.
Yep.
Would run like 10K for fun, did high-intensity workouts, lots of boxing. Yeah, I was pretty strong, which was awesome, and not in a weightlifting strong way.
But okay.
Yes. And
so you hadn't done much with resistance training, really?
No, not to your extent.
Okay.
Not that you do. I would do a lot of resistant band work.
Yeah, and more higher rep stuff.
Yeah. And then I got pregnant. I'm not a pregnancy expert, but yep. I can only say from experience, and I would say it's all based on the individual
yeah.
and their pregnancy. But yep. as a general rule, there's nothing if you're doing it before pregnancy, you can continue doing it.
Throughout pregnancy,
yep. but it's very dependent on how you're feeling
yeah.
and how you react to things. So I kept doing everything in the first trimester. I actually felt quite sick when I did high intensity stuff, and you're yep. not meant to get your body past a certain temperature.
Yeah.
So that probably played a big influence on that. But before, yeah, then I was still doing, like, you know, 34 weeks. I was still doing interval cycling and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
A lot of walking. I walked 6Ks a day before I had Rocky.
Okay,
I had
yeah.
to stop running at about 20 weeks because I felt like I was going to pee every 2 seconds.
Or Rocky was just going to fall out.
No, yuck. You're disgusting. I mean, she was dancing on my bladder, but that's about it. But yeah, I just had to stop running because every 2 seconds I was like, oh, I'm about to pee myself. So I stopped running. don't shake your head at me. You wanted pregnancy. Be prepared for it. And then, and yeah. So I think it's based on, like, I know people, you know, Bikram yoga.
Yeah.
You definitely, people would be like, don't do that during pregnancy. But I know people who have done it all the way through because they were doing it beforehand. They're doing it after. Their body's used to it.
A couple of good points you bring up. So firstly, whenever I work with someone who's like heavily pregnant, especially towards the end, the few main things. So for those who are listening, I'm assuming if you're pregnant at the moment and you're training, these things that I'm about to say, you would most likely know already. But the things that I always try and be careful of is core body temperature. So yeah, with the HIIT training and even with the resistance training, if you get to a point where the temperature is getting too high, then just kind of let it drop down for a little bit.
Yeah, because you're not meant to go in spas or anything.
Yeah.
Like there's like, yeah.
Exactly. Obviously, to do with the core, so there's a lot of abs and core exercises that all of a sudden become kind of off limits. But in saying that, you didn't do anything.
I was probably my strongest core-wise before I got pregnant.
Okay.
And so during pregnancy, I did like nothing. I just did overall stability stuff, but no targeted core work.
Yeah, so direct ab stuff I usually try and stay away from with anyone that's pregnant, really. But in saying that, I do a heap of things with like, stability. So things like, even things like planks up until a certain point, like dead bugs and all that type of stuff. presses with bands, even wood chops and stuff are all fine as long as you're not getting flexion of the spine, I would assume. And then I don't know what it was like for you, but a lot of the ladies that I've worked with, leg raises and stuff like that, where it's actually lengthening out too much through the lower abs, can be really uncomfortable and not a good thing.
Interesting. I'm not sure.
You didn't really do any direct ab stuff.
No, I did planks and I did, the dead bugs and I did, all fours, like stability stuff.
Yeah.
But I never, I did a lot of walking. I still ran. I did a lot of cycling. I did like little weights and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I just never focused on that and I still ended up with 1 centimeter, which is not a lot of separation.
Separation.
But then some people end up with heaps and they did none. So I think it's all individual.
Yeah.
Really.
What I found, and I don't know, you said you were doing band stuff, but another thing that I find is obviously one of the typical things that are uncomfortable, I guess, for someone that's pregnant or that can be a pain is lower back pain.
Oh,
did you have any of that?
I had really bad back pain later on in the pregnancy.
It was lower back?
Everywhere, and it would like go into a headache.
Okay.
Like a migraine by the end of the day, so it would build up throughout the day. But I was really strong at that point, and I feel like everything was being held in and pushed on my back.
Okay.
That's what I put it down to.
Right.
But I don't know. It could just be a thing. But yeah, because your body, you change. Like you're carrying something.
Yeah.
And like
so
extra weight.
Exactly. So forwards. What I would highly recommend for everyone is just doing a shitload of hip mobility for as much as you can, because obviously if you're getting weight on the front of your stomach, it's going to be trying to pull your pelvis forward, which is usually an issue for most people anyway. So tight hip flexors becomes a massive issue.
And I remember single leg stuff being not great because your pelvic instability, like everything softens. I think you've got to remember that, like everything softens. So even with yoga, they would say towards the end, like, be careful doing yoga because you overstretch and your body's not meant to stretch that much. But because of all the relaxin, which is the hormone that relaxes everything.
More susceptible to lengthening the muscles,
yeah.
So, I would definitely recommend hip mobility, but also glute activation and hamstring. Mm-hmm. So, activation and strength. So, you brought up a good point before saying that if you're doing it before pregnancy, then keep doing it.
Within reason.
Within reason. Yes. But I think 100% that you should, because a lot of people just stop.
No, you shouldn't.
You should train within the capabilities of what you can do,
and
for as long
as
you can.
Good.
Yeah, so come see me if you need to. But I think that the fitter you are, I'm assuming you would agree with this. I can't say 100% because I've never been pregnant. But the fitter you are before you give birth, the easier it will be to get back to it post.
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to say the easier the birth will be. I was like, oh no, no, no.
Not quite.
But yeah, I imagine so, but I found after having Rocky the hardest thing ever, going from like being so active and feeling strong, and even when I was really pregnant, I was like fit and stuff, and then you just have to pretty much have 6 weeks off.
After giving birth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, regardless of whether you had a C-section, natural birth, whatever.
Yeah.
They're like
six weeks of nothing.
You can walk.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. You have to get the all clear from your doctor to then do stuff.
Exercise, pretty much.
Yeah. And I just assumed that you just pop out a kid and then, like, it's all fine.
Not quite.
No, I was so unfit. I actually cried the first time I tried to do a workout.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I had never been unfit in my life.
Yeah.
I have played sport. I have done so much exercise forever.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I remember being on the balcony trying to do a resistance band workout and being so, like, just so unfit and so unstable.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, 6 weeks is, I remember when I was, like, put up on Instagram and I was like, oh, I'm so excited, I can start working out soon, and so many physios messaged me and they were like, 6 weeks is the minimum, like,
take your time.
You need to go to Pilates, you need to sort everything out.
Yeah, yeah.
All your organs have moved, everything's moved to make way for this baby, you've still got relaxing in your body, like,
yeah,
you shouldn't be doing anything really strenuous and, like, full on. And I was just like, oh, I just thought, you know, you pop a kid out and
straight
then you're
back
all
into
good.
It.
not quite but yeah.
Well, how, okay, so go back a step. So when you found out that you were pregnant, and as it got later in the pregnancy, did you struggle at all with the fact that you couldn't do certain things that you could do before, you weren't meant to do it? Because I'm assuming, like, I know a lot of people that go through pregnancy, like, mentally struggle.
Yes.
Especially
yeah,
for someone like yourself that was exercising so much.
Well, I just walked, and I still, because I'm a personal trainer, I guess. I haven't practiced in a long time, but I just did my own stuff and I adapted it, which was easy. But I would definitely recommend not cutting out your training sessions, just adapting them, because you'll go insane.
Mm. What about post? So when you're in that six weeks, like, how, what are some of the things you did to deal with?
Oh, well, you're just like trying to get the breastfeeding thing going, everything going. Like, you're not even really paying attention. You're so tired because newborns are like, they don't really sleep. Well, they do, but they don't.
Crying heaps and stuff like that.
Yeah, doing all that weird baby stuff. But yeah, that 6 weeks, I remember being quite like claustrophobic because I was home all the time and I wanted to get out. And so I did walk a lot, I'm pretty sure. But I was a long time ago, I was in a newborn fog. But getting out helped a lot, but you would never like do crazy stuff. Like, and I was lucky, I didn't have any problems with pelvic floor. But if you have problems with pelvic floor, it's going to be harder.
Even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said before that you were probably at your peak fitness, so I'm assuming that wasn't a great deal of an issue. But, like, did you put on much weight throughout pregnancy and then post?
No,
I feel as though
you're
probably like the worst person to ask about
this. I'm the worst person. But for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm very tall. I'm 5'10 and a half. And I am very tiny. Naturally, like, genetically, my whole family, we're all very lean. It takes, you know, Dan's been trying to get me to put on weight. I'm like, I'm eating so much, Dan. Like, I'm trying. And, like, it just doesn't really happen. But for me, yes, I put on weight, but I put on, like, the minimum, like, 12 kilos. And then once Rocky was out, like, I was back in my stuff.
Pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Right. And do you have many friends that have also had kids?
Not really. But I can't, what are you going to ask?
Oh, I just wanted to know more so about, like, the whole mindset, but also then what you did nutrition-wise. Obviously for you, it's not exactly a great example, but, like, to get back into shape post.
Well,
because I'm assuming for a lot of people, especially
natural
if you've been
to gain
fit.
Weight during pregnancy.
Yeah.
And lots of people, like, I think it also depends how reactive you are to hormones. Because I have friends that are super, like, you know, men listening, but they'll get their period, they'll put on 3 kilos for that week.
Yeah.
Like, some people are just super reactive.
Through water retention and stuff like that.
Yeah, just super reactive. And so it's very natural to put on weight when you're pregnant. And you should, like, I think it is a minimum of 12 kilos. That could be wrong, don't quote me, that you should put on when you're pregnant.
That's
by
a
the
lot
end
of
it. Yeah, well, it's placenta, everything,
yeah.
Like, it's baby. it's a whole baby. And then, yeah, I didn't really cut anything out. They do, like, nutrition-wise.
Mm.
I was breastfeeding, which was, it can work in two ways. So some people breastfeed and they put on weight. Some people breastfeed and they lose weight.
Mm.
I looked abnormally skinny when I breastfed because I did lose weight. I couldn't eat enough to keep
Weight
on.
Right.
Almost. But some people go the other way, yeah, like put weight on. But I think it just, I think it's more eating for how you feel, and you need to make sure you're eating proper meals, because when you have a tiny baby, it's so easy to just pick at stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're breastfeeding, like I would eat overnight.
Okay.
Like I'd have little like nuts and stuff, yeah, when I was feeding at night. And you need to be, I think just aware and eating as much, like the amount that you should be. Like there is no, I don't think you should have a baby and then go on a diet to lose the baby weight. Like,
yeah, sure.
Just give yourself a break. You just pushed out a human.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just accept that that's a part
of
it.
Yeah, at the moment that's the thing. And in time, you'll lose baby weight.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't even call it baby weight. I hate that they call it that. Like, you literally grew a human and pushed it out. And now you have to care for it. You should not be worried about your...
Yeah. And obviously, I can't really speak
firsthand at all.
Yeah, I can't really speak. Yeah, I know. Right. But, like, I'm assuming for a lot of people, like, even though deep down they know that it's just part of the process, in their head they almost feel guilty because they're not exercising. They feel like they've just put on weight and it's their fault type of thing. Like,
totally. And unfortunately, that's very, I think, the way our society is. And that is a hard thing. And, like, even for me, like, you know, people... I'm not a good one to talk to about it because I was so lucky and I did get back into shape quite quickly, and now you wouldn't even know that I had a kid.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it was still a change for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've gone from having six-pack abs my whole life to, like, not even a flowy tummy, but, like, you know, it's different. Like,
it's
your
different.
Body changes and it never goes back to the same necessarily. So it's definitely a big thing, but I think you just have to remind yourself, like, that you're a mom and you grew a human, and in time you will go back to normal and you will get your life back and you will get your body back. It just takes time. And some things you can't rush, and I just don't think after having a kid you can rush getting back into that.
Just trust the process.
Yes.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
And eat, like, eat well.
Yeah.
Like,
were you given any recommendations when you were pregnant on things that you should, like, were you told to eat more fats than keep your carbs? But, like, was there any recommendations at all?
I eat quite a high fat diet.
Yeah.
You know what I
eat
like.
Yeah, you don't eat that
really,
meat.
I don't eat dairy. I don't eat gluten very often.
Yeah.
I like cheese, though, because cheese. But,
Because cheese.
Because cheese. Because cheese.
Valid.
But, no, I still had, like, a lot of... Yeah, I eat, like, a lot of coconut oil, a lot of olive oil, avocados, like, so many avocados. What was your question?
Were you given any recommendations on, like, what you should do with your nutrition?
Before, after, or during? Everything.
Before and after. Oh, not after, because after is kind of just going back to normal, but before. Yeah.
Before, and while I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not meant to eat things like... They tell you you're not meant to eat, like, raw cheese. Not raw cheese. Is that
raw
a thing?
Cheese?
Not raw cheese. Like,
good
raw...
Good luck finding that.
Like, cold cheese. What do you call it?
Cheese.
Like feta and, like... No, because you can eat, like, cheddar cheese, but you don't eat, like, feta and, like... goat's cheese and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, if I knew what you're talking about, I'd
I know I can
out.
See
I
you trying
no
to look
idea.
At my face. You're like, come on, Ellie, give me some. And you're not meant to eat, like, eggs that aren't cooked all the way through.
Yeah.
Anything that can really give you food poisoning,
right?
They're like,
okay,
don't eat. So, like,
yeah, so just be extra careful, basically.
Yeah, so I didn't really listen to that because I did, but I just made sure I was eating at good places.
Yeah.
And that I didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, my mum was always like, we never had them in our day, and look at you all, you're all
true.
Fine. So
yeah.
I was just like, oh, you know, it's fine. But anything that had been left out on a table for a long time,
okay,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, other than that, I think it's pretty much just eat.
Pretty straightforward.
But you're not eating for two. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused. People
are
like, oh, I'm pregnant now. I can just eat whatever I want.
Have a main and a kid's meal.
Yes. And you're not, like, yes, you're eating, you are... I guess I don't really go on calories, but you do a lot.
Yep.
You are meant to be eating more calories
and
more food, but it's not double the amount.
Yeah. I reckon a lot of people would do that.
So many people would do that, and that's fine, but I just, it's not. It's not necessary.
Last little question about, like, the in terms of the weight side of things. Were you, it's kind of hard because,
I'm
like you said, you're naturally
so bad
lean.
To ask about this stuff.
But were you a little bit more conscious about... Well, you said you got to eat more, but were you conscious about overeating because you knew you weren't able to exercise as much as you usually would? Was that something that played on your mind?
No.
No?
No. Okay. But I eat a lot. I do eat a lot. Yeah. I just eat a lot of very good food.
Very good food, yeah.
So I...
All right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, sorry.
Nah, it all makes good sense. Now, the last bit of... I want to talk about after you gave birth.
Yeah.
So when you went, once you went back to training, you obviously did try to do your first session and realised that it wasn't exactly going to be as easy as you thought.
Yeah, so that was at 6 weeks. I was like, yes, yep. I'm going to train. I'm going to go out on the balcony. It's going to be great. And I cried. I was like, I'm so unfit. Like, I didn't know what.
Yeah.
So
what would your recommendation be in terms of like steps to take once you start the initial process of getting back into it again?
So I took a break. I started walking, just like chilled.
Yeah.
I took the pressure off myself because I really did want to get back into, not for my body, but for my mind. And I've always been like that. Like I run and it's like meditation to me and I get the best feeling after. And, you know, after training here, I'm always like, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Like I've always been like that. So I remember doing my first run 13 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know. I didn't realize how unfit I was. Because I haven't been doing anything.
Yeah.
And I was remember running and just wanting to yell at anyone of like childbearing age, like never have a child. Like I just hated every second. I was messaging Charlie, my partner at the time, and I was like, come and pick me up. And he was like, I'm not picking you up. Keep running. Like, you'll be fine. And it took me like a good probably 4Ks to get into the swing of it. And then the last 2Ks, I was like, okay, I can just run really slowly. Like, it's fine. But that was pretty, like, that was hard. So I don't think I ran for a little while after that. But what I did do and what I really recommend, and a lot of people I know who have had kids, is I joined back into basketball.
Okay.
So I got to do my exercise
through a team sport.
Through a team sport that was more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You can sub if you want.
Yeah.
You can come off.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it that you're doing the exercise. And so if you're trying to get back into it, I highly recommend doing a sport.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And did you do much Pilates and or yoga and stuff to strengthen up through the core and stuff again?
Yeah, I went to a physio for probably 2 months.
Okay.
And you do like classes. And it's all postpartum women. They're all bringing their babies. It's like a party.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was good because you learn. And for me, like I was not a Pilates instructor, so I didn't know that kind of stuff. But you learn the exercises that you can then apply at home.
Okay.
And do.
Yeah.
And kind of, yeah.
All right. Now, so you're at uni at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just got your regular life as well. And then plus your training as well. How do you fit it all in now? Is there a way you kind of go about time management or scheduling and stuff like that? And in terms of training and nutrition, has it changed much because you do have Rocky now?
Nutrition-wise, yes, because not so much now because she's older and I can entertain her while I cook.
Mm.
But early in the days, you eat a lot less than you should be eating because you're grazing and like you'll eat the end of their food or you'll eat instead of, and then you're not like, and I'm sure people probably experience weight gain because of it too, because you're not eating decent meals. You're just grazing the whole day. Picking and then at night, you're just like, when they go to sleep, you're like, oh, give me all the food because I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
So I think my main message to new mums would be to actually make sure that you've got the meals.
Bit
whether
of structure.
That be like, even if that's, you know, ordering the ones that come. What are they like? The ready meals.
Yeah, like HelloFresh or HelloFresh. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Because I found that was really hard. And like you just pick at their food, which keeps you kind of feeling full for the whole day.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, you're just so hungry that you eat everything. And it's always probably most of the time not the best option.
Yeah, whatever's there. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have a partner, make
that's
them
pretty
cook.
Similar as well. Like for any, like even for someone that hasn't just gone through pregnancy.
Haven't you?
No, but I'm saying like for someone that's listening that hasn't gone through
and
they're just struggling at the moment with any form of structure with nutrition, then the best thing you can do is actually put together a structure.
Yes, totally.
To have something to work off.
And I do that now. Like I have 3 decent meals a day and those meals are very healthy, lots of greens, proteins, fats, all that. And then anything else is fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as I eat my 3 good meals, then I'm sweet.
Then you're sweet.
I do get hangry in between, so I do have a lot of snacks.
You can't imagine that.
Oh, yeah. Not long ago, I just downed a chicken roll right before our
session. Yeah, so Ali came in one day, late probably, and then decided that we would go downstairs to the cafe and buy a huge chicken roll. And then come up and train straight away.
I was so hungry and I get really hangry. It's an issue. and I knew that I would just not be able to do it. I get really faint as well, and I knew that I would just not be able to train efficiently. So I just thought ahead, got myself a chicken roll. It's the best roll ever.
Yeah, how was training afterwards?
I don't remember. Was it fine?
Oh, yeah. Put in a semi-decent performance.
That's normal, though. Anyway, so exercise-wise, what was your question?
I can't remember.
Let's have a moment to think about it.
Exercise-wise.
You said now. Oh, fitting in. Time,
oh, yeah. Life. So time management stuff. Like, I struggle. I don't have a kid. I don't have a pet. I don't have anything, and I struggle to manage Molly. My time.
I have a beautiful bulldog named Molly. I highly recommend everyone getting a bulldog, just for the record.
Side note. Time management. How do you go about it? Do you write things down? Do you keep like a diary, a planner?
I attempt to sometimes at the start of months. Yep. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write everything down in my diary. And I have a diary. But I don't. I just somehow remember stuff.
Okay.
But I sometimes write things down. If I really have to remember, I write in my phone.
Yeah.
But as far as training and stuff goes, I found lessening my expectations of myself to be the best thing. Because as you would know, like I used to exercise, well, you wouldn't know because you didn't know me, but I used to exercise like every day, rest day, maybe once a week.
Okay, yep.
And since having Rocky, I think I just assumed that I would be able to manage that. And probably... It's just not a thing.
Yeah. I can't training that much.
Not every day. I mean, yeah. I can probably, if I really wanted to and really push myself, I probably could.
Yeah.
But it's going to end up in me burning out, less time with Rocky.
Yeah.
Like me being frustrated. And so I worked out that if I just aim for 3 times a week, 4 is a bonus.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Then that's much more achievable and I don't feel like I should have done more.
Yeah. You don't feel like you've gone off track. I think I rate that. So I do the same thing with client, like new clients. I always say when we first start, like on a shit week, what's the minimum amount of sessions that you could do? If it's 2, it's 2. If it's 3, it's 3. And then anything on top of that is a bonus. So then either way, by the end of the week, you've done your minimum.
Yeah.
And you haven't slacked off and you haven't kind of done less than what you were meant to do. But yeah, you got to be realistic, I guess.
Totally.
It's like people now, even...
And it's a mindset thing. Like, otherwise, you just feel guilty all the time because you're not reaching what you think is possible. But when you actually lower your expectations, you go, what is actually realistic for me to do? And, you know, I probably run twice a week now, not for a while because you went away, but did a training session with you per week.
Yep.
And then I have one where I'll do a workout with Rocky, but that workout is interrupted the whole time. And, like, it takes me, you know, what should take me 28 minutes is taking me 45 minutes because she's hungry or she wants to climb on me or she... And I'm just... It took a while, but now I'm just like, that's just what this workout is. And it's better than doing nothing and it's better than...
Yeah. If you go into that with that expectation or with no expectations, then...
I know that it's not going to be a great workout but I'm going to feel good. And if I do a certain amount, I'll feel sore the next day and I'll be like, yes.
Yeah,
I love
good.
That feeling.
What workout is it?
Oh, just one I make up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, cool.
It's like a 27-minute, like...
It was 28 before you just dropped a minute.
Yeah. Got lazy.
Ooh. Shorten your rest time. do you think... How important do you think it is that you do that? Like, that you exercise and, like, you have Rocky around when you do exercise for her? Like, do you think that's going to have an impact
important.
On her?
Yeah. Like, she will say to me now, Mummy, let's do exercise.
That's
and
cool.
She'll get her little skipping rope and she'll grab her little, like, 1.5 kilo dumbbells.
Yeah.
And she'll be so excited to do it with me.
That's cool.
Yeah, and she does burpees with me and stuff.
Really?
And
I'd get her to do them for you instead so you don't have to do them.
Yeah, seriously. tag team. But I think it's so important to teach our children that exercising is a normal thing and that... I grew up seeing my parents exercise all the time. They're always playing basketball. Mum was going to the gym, you know, and that now I don't ever and I have never seen my life without exercising it. And I think it's because of that and having that modeled to me. And so I'm really conscious of, and you know, she'd be like, why do we exercise? I'm like, to make our minds feel good. Like, it's really positive.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with weight. It's got nothing
to
do, you know, or to get strong. Like, it's nothing to do with...
Image.
And I think, that's really important. And I love that she gets so excited now. I'm like, do you want to do a workout with me? She's like, yeah, let's do exercise.
How good's that?
It's so cute. It's really inefficient, but it's cute.
So she's 3 now?
Nearly 3, yeah.
Nearly 3. Do you reckon, is there any, like, sports in particular that you're going to try and get her to play?
I don't don't know.
Or how do you reckon you're going to go about that? Just let
She's
her
in a
choose
little
her own thing, or...
thing at the moment, which is like ball skills and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of, we always got to choose two things a term.
Okay,
so
cool.
We had pretty much anything. Yeah. I can't dance or anything like that, so I always went for the basketball and the netball and athletics. I did taekwondo for a bit, but I kind of just, I mean, probably put her in like a two opposite things.
Yeah.
See what she enjoys.
See what she
go
enjoys.
With that. Yeah, I don't want to fill her days with too much stuff. Like, I think it's good for kids to just be at home and hang out and just relax when they get home from school or daycare or whatever. But, yeah.
I guess the same would apply with the nutrition side of things as well. Obviously, you eat well. So that's going to definitely help her as well.
Yes. We are very... what did you do?
Huh? I just had a cramp.
Oh, little finger cramp.
Seriously.
Okay, yes, we are pretty, I say, strict with her food.
Mm-hmm.
I am not naive to the fact that she will go to a party one day and there'll be lots of things, but I like to think that we're equipping her with, you know, this food makes your body feel good and it's good for your body.
Yeah.
And that's why we choose to eat this. And, you know, she's a person. She's going to have her own decisions one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, she might choose to eat crappy food and then feel yuck and find that association, or maybe she won't. I don't know, but at the moment she eats very healthy and we're quite protective of that,
what she eats.
When there's a choice, and I think it's just important not to, like, you know, if we start filling her with sugar, she's going to get a taste for that and she's going to want that.
Yeah.
And that's humans, and so we're just quite selective and cautious about what
put the best
we expose her
to,
I guess, what we expose her to. Not in a naive way that she will never eat anything else, but at the moment she's only three. She doesn't need to be exposed to other foods yet. Like, why?
Yeah.
They're not...
She's not asking for it.
No, she's not asking for it. She doesn't know any different. She thinks frozen peas are like the coolest thing ever. Like, we actually had a party not long ago and they did a piñata. And all the lollies fell out and she just gave them to other kids because she had no idea what they were.
These aren't frozen peas.
My friends were like, oh my God, you brainwashed your child. I was like, well, no, like, she doesn't need to know that stuff yet. She'll figure it out in good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I can start some healthy habits early, why not?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you think that you could add that would help someone that's expect? Because I also have a fair few people that are listening that that are about to have a baby, or that are pregnant, or even for those that have just had.
I think be gentle on yourself in every way. I think society creates this idea that people should have a kid and then all of a sudden everything's fine and you've got a baby and it's an accessory and you get to carry it around. Like, no, you're sleep deprived. You have no idea what you're doing. Like, you haven't been a mum before you've had the baby and now you're a mum and you have to, like, figure that out. And I think also ask for your time. I think that's so important. Like, if your partner comes home or your mum comes over, go for a walk by yourself. Like, just that kind of stuff. And especially in the beginning when you can't really do a whole lot of exercise. If you're a person like me who really thrives on that mentally, make time for it. It doesn't have to be strenuous, but it can just be stretching, like, on the ground. Like, but just do it and make that routine a thing. And get out of the house.
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house when you've got a newborn. It's so, it can be quite isolating. So get
without
out.
The baby.
Well, I mean, you probably have to take it. But they can leave it there.
Make sure
you
don't leave it there by itself. Please take it.
Yeah, take it out of the house with you.
Do you meditate?
Yes.
Did you before?
Before my baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole time? So you always have? Yeah.
I always have. And I...
Do you reckon that helped?
Yes, and I think now it's probably a bit harder with, like, newborns, but I find having a child is the most perfect and beautiful reminder to be present. Mm. Like, playing Play-Doh, drawing pictures, it's almost like an active meditation because you're not focusing on anything else. You're just focusing on exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show, Riley. Yeah. Get some Play-Doh, you reckon?
Get some Play-Doh.
See how I go.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. guys, if you've enjoyed today's episode, which I'm sure you have, take a screenshot of the show on your phone now and post it up on Instagram story. Tag myself and tag Ali. I'll make sure I put Ali's social media links in the show notes so you can go and check out some of her content. If you're about to be a mum or you already are, then I'm sure you'll find a lot of her stuff very helpful and enjoyable. So thanks for coming on, and I'm sure we'll do another one in the near future.